Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments Into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that we encounter in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. And this week, I'm going to talk about a quote that I used for most of my life in a way that has led me to some good decisions and maybe also held me back a little bit. But it's one that over the last several years, I've been doing so much work on myself and trying to change my perspectives and worldview and grow and develop and change in positive ways. And as I've made some of those changes within myself, some of the things that I viewed in one way, I now view in a meaningfully different way. And this particular quote is the famous Davy Crockett quote, where he says, "Be sure you're right, then go ahead." And I always viewed this quote to mean, do everything that you possibly can do to test every potential outcome and try to see if you can come up with the best outcome that's available by doing a scenario analysis and checking every single possible outcome and weighing them against the other possible outcomes and maybe doing another test and a re-verification once you're sure and make sure 100% that you're as close to 100% positive of the outcome as you can be before you make any choices. And that has served me pretty well at different points in time, doing financial analysis and doing some other things for work and trying to make decisions about what I should do for school or my career. And it has served me fairly well in that regard, where being able to dig into things and look through a 10 or 100 or 1,000 different potential outcomes and scenarios and being able to say, yes, this is more likely than not by a significant amount, the outcome or the scenario that's going to provide the best outcome. And that's great. But it also is the same thing that has held me back more times than I could count, because I try to figure out every possible outcome before I make a move. And that's something that's held me back, I don't even know how many times, 10 or 20 or 100 or 1,000 times, because instead of taking an action where I know that it's the right thing to do, I know I can feel it in my heart and I know in my soul and in my mind, I know that it's the right thing to do. I know that what I need to do is take that step or take that action or make that move or do that thing. And I know it to be true and I can feel it and I'm ready to do it. But now what if I just take a step back and reanalyze this and take another scenario at it? But what if I add this variable, or what if I take this variable out of it? What if these things that I can't control anyway happen and I end up stuck in a bad situation because of making this choice? And I hold back because I just keep thinking about, what am I going to do if this doesn't work out? How can I be sure that I'm right? How can I go ahead if I'm not sure that I'm right? And I keep using those as reasons, rationalizations in myself for why I shouldn't move forward, when really what I need to do and what we all need to do is, when you know that you're right, when something is right for you, when you know that next big step is the thing that you need to do, you know that intuitively, if nothing else, and you often have done enough analysis and research and thought into the thing to even have confirmation that it's the right thing to do. But sometimes it can be really hard because we want to do these things. Our minds want to protect us from harm and protect us from downside and protect us from risk. And so we keep creating these ideas and these scenarios and these opportunities for things to go wrong in our minds that allow us to, yes, it protects us from whatever the risk of that thing is, but it opens us up to a new type of risk, but the risk is an unknown. So if we if we are in that spot where we're ready to make a choice, but we try to talk ourselves out of it, we know exactly what the risk looks like. If we don't take an action, the risk looks like our life remains the same. Our life doesn't change at all. And that's something that we know and can understand and can work through and move through. And that makes it an easier choice to make. And so that is something that I make those choices. I stop myself because I know that if I stay where I am, I know what the outcome's going to look like. And maybe it's not perfect. Maybe it doesn't take me to that next level, that next step. Maybe I don't accomplish everything that I wanted to accomplish, but I know that I'm downside protected. I know that I will wake up tomorrow and what the day will look like, except for I don't know what tomorrow will look like, but I can convince myself that I do. I have no idea what could happen that's outside of my control. I have no idea about the potential outcomes that could come from not changing anything. I don't know those things, but I can convince myself that I know exactly what that looks like and prevent myself from making that change. And you can do the same thing too, where you have the opportunity to look at everything that's going on in your life and you can see where you are and, hey, if I want to make this change, I want to ask this person out, I want to end this relationship, I want to take on a new job, I want to leave this job, I want to stay where I'm at, I want to get a promotion, whatever the things are, you can see where you are today and you can digest that risk very easily because it's something that you can see and know and understand, and it's not a problem. Whereas if you take that step, if you take that next thing, then it's a new set of risks that are hard. You haven't experienced them yet. You don't have exposure to them yet, so you can't necessarily put your finger on what that feels like. And maybe you're like me and you keep telling yourself, I need to be sure I'm right before I go ahead. I have this idea in my mind that if I'm not sure that I'm right, if I'm not confident 100% in making this decision, that it's not the right thing for me to do and I need to wait until I'm 100% sure, and I'll keep going back through and I'll check my work and I'll check my work and I'll recheck my work because I need to know before I make this decision. And meanwhile, you have that feeling inside of you gnawing at your soul and at your heart that you know there's something else that you're supposed to be doing. You know that there's a next step that you're supposed to take, that you're supposed to be moving on and doing something else and different and better and bigger for yourself. But you convince yourself that you're not ready, you're not sure, I don't know about the outcomes, what's going to happen here? And you sit and you talk yourself out of taking the step that's going to change your life. And that's something that I've been guilty of more times than I care to remember or count. And I think about it all the time. How many opportunities have I delayed or missed because I keep trying to get to 100% confidence on where I'm at in my life and what's going on. And that isn't the way that you make sure that you're right. You make sure that you're right by listening and stopping and feeling what's good for you and what you know to be true. And you listen to your intuition and you listen to your heart and you take the steps based off of what you know on an internal, on a higher level for what you know to be true. And you take that step and you do those things because that's where you make the great progress. That's where you take the great strides. That's where you find the momentum in your life by doing the things that you know to be right, even if they don't make sense. Even if there's not a way that you can check in scenario analysis and verify and validate every single thing that you're doing, you still need to know, and you know what that looks like, and you can feel it, and you can see it, and those are the actions that you need to take. That's where you need to go ahead, is when you know what's right, and you know that you're right in taking that step, and you stop analyzing, and you stop thinking, and you stop delaying, and you stop doing all of the things that are holding you back, and you start taking that action and moving forward and doing that thing in your life that you're sure that you're right, and you go ahead. That's all I've got for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening every week. I hope that you picked up something that you can use in your life and you're ready to move forward, take that step, and go ahead in your life. Have a great week. Brooks.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.